In a rare Saturday session, the Senate is working on the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Senators from the bipartisan group continue to finalizing the text of the agreement.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says as soon as it's done, he'll bring it to the floor.
And then we can proceed to the consideration of additional amendments.
The $1 trillion bill has around $550 billion of new federal funding.
It's a lot of dollars for our highways, for our water, for our airports. And I think as a country, it's something that people feel is long overdue.
West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito supports the bill and says it will help expand broadband.
Well, we got to make sure we keep it focused on where the real need is, and that's the underserved and unserved areas. And a lot of that is in West Virginia.
Democrats are also pushing for a separate $3.5 trillion bill for what they call human infrastructure. Republicans say they will fight to defeat that bill.
The longer it takes to finish, the longer we'll be here. But we're going to get the job done.
The clock is ticking as Schumer promises to complete action on both bills before he lets the Senate take its August recess. Reporting in Washington, I'm Basil John.